John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." At the heart of any nativity scene is a box, a little wooden box. And it's nothing fancy, it's no great piece of woodwork or art. In fact, it's just an animal feeding trough. But that little box has changed the world for millions of people, and it could change the world for you this Christmas time. Now, that's a big claim. There have been some pretty significant boxes in history, but this wooden box leaves them for dead when you compare them. And I want to just do that with you in the next few minutes. And you may have wondered what these icons were on your little sheet there, but these are some of the other boxes. So the first challenger for the title of box that changed the world is their top left, the television box. Melvin Bragg did a BBC documentary about television, and the programme was called The Box That Changed the World. And he says television is among the very greatest inventions in history. For the first time ever, he says, people can see the world in ways denied to them for centuries. They can see the floors of oceans, the tops of mountains, the walk from prison by Nelson Mandela, the walk on the moon by Neil Armstrong, famine in Africa, joy at the Olympics, bombing in Iraq. And he says that we're now a planet united in pictures. And he's right, isn't he, that the images on the box are often staggering. But it is nothing compared to what was in the box in the first century in that stable in Bethlehem. The beginning of John's Gospel, I just read to us, opens with those words. They're in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And then in verse 14 it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In that box was God become man. The Creator born as a baby. Telecommunication is great. Incarnation is greater. God becoming human, becoming one of us. As the carol declares, he came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. In that box, we get to see what the invisible God is like. So the passage ends there in verse 18 saying, no one has ever seen God, but the only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. So as that baby in the wooden box grows up, we get to see the beauty of God in his character. And we get to see the power of God in his miracles and his resurrection. And we get to see the love and the justice and the wisdom of God in his death on the cross for us. There's another verse in the Bible which describes Jesus as follows. It says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Television brings us these staggering images from around the world. But in Jesus, we have the image of the invisible God. So God reveals to us in Jesus what he is like. As the carol says, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. In the darkness of billions of living rooms around the world, the light of the television dances and flashes its images. But a different kind of light shines out of that wooden box. Verse 4 says that in him was life, and that life was the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness. In that box is the light of the world. Jesus brings light and life from God. Now, no box set can do that. TV's great. The wooden box is greater. And so the big question this Christmas time is not just what is on the box, but what was in the box back in the first century. A second box that might be a contender for the box that changed the world is that one top right, one dear to all our hearts, the computer box. One thing that the computer has brought to us is instant communication. So it wasn't so very long ago, was it, that people wrote things called letters, which took weeks to get to their destination. And now it's pinged, and there it appears in someone else's box on the other side of the planet. But in the wooden box, we have something even greater. We have communication from God himself. Jesus described in these opening verses of John's Gospel as the Word. So there in verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word became flesh. So Jesus as the Word of God, he is God's communication to us. He is God's message. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence, known by its acronym of SETI, was buzzing early this year because a strong radio signal had been detected coming from some star 95 light years away. And the signal could fit a Type 1 civilization, which apparently is as advanced as we are here on Earth and almost as advanced as workers in Canary Wharf. So that advanced. And this sort of generated massive excitement amongst these astronomers. But in this wooden box is a message from God himself. Not just from some little green creatures on planet Zog, but from God himself. And his message is not a radio signal, it is a person. The person of Jesus Christ. And thanks to the internet, we have not just instant communication, but we also have access to limitless information. Any question, what do? You ask Google, you ask Siri, there's the answer. But when it comes to the big questions of life, do you really want to base your whole life on what they think? I asked Siri the other day, what's the meaning of life? And she said, all evidence to date suggests it's chocolate. So I tried again. What's the meaning of life, Siri? And she just said, there isn't a consensus on that question. So I thought, well, this isn't getting very far. Tried a different tack. I said, what's the point of life, Siri? And she just said, interesting question. And then she said, here's what I found on the web. If you want real answers to the big questions, look in the wooden box. Because verse 14 says that we find there the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And verse 17 says, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And when the baby in the box gets older, he says of himself, I am the truth. In him we find the truth. The truth about God, about what he's really like. That yes, he's full of love, he's full of mercy, but he's also holy, and he's just, and he's pure. The truth about ourselves, that we are created to know him, but we've rebelled against him, and we're heading for judgment. The inconvenient truth about what happens when we die, that death is not the end, there is heaven, there is hell. Well, the final box that could lay claim to having changed the world is the one bottom left, which someone, when I showed this to them, thought was a radiator, but is actually the metal box, as in the shipping container. And you would not be sitting here today if it weren't for that box. Because this would still be a working port, wouldn't be a financial center. It was the invention of the shipping container that revolutionized global trade because the cost of shipping these boxes is so cheap. And so now we have toys from China, and we have copper from Chile, We have T-shirts from Bangladesh. We have wine from New Zealand, coffee from Ethiopia, tomatoes from Spain. Globalization. And for consumers, it's great. It means lower prices. It means more variety. And we take it for granted, don't we, that we have this access to this enormous selection of goods from all around the world. But it's all thanks to this 12-meter-long steel box. Now, how can our little wooden box possibly compete for influence with that metal box? Well, the wooden box brings us something less tangible, but more important. Verse 14 speaks of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And verse 17 says, the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Grace means God's undeserved love. His love which paid for our wrongdoing when Jesus died on the cross for us. Some of the most important things in life are things you can't buy. Things like love, things like forgiveness. Well, these come to us from God through Jesus Christ. Life is not just about smartphones and designer wear and video games and kitchen aids. Consumer goods are great. They make life a lot easier. But they're not what life is about. And if we just fill our lives with this stuff, they're going to leave us spiritually thirsty and eternally lost. We need more than Nike this and Gucci that. We don't need retail therapy. We need rescue. We don't need Black Friday sales. We need Good Friday forgiveness that comes through the death of Jesus for us. Well, can I leave you this question? And that is, which of these boxes is going to be the focus of your Christmas this year? Hopefully there'll be some good stuff on the box that you can sit back and put your slippers on and enjoy on TV. Hopefully the work computer box will be switched off for a few hours or maybe a few days if you're lucky and you get a break. Hopefully the metal box will have brought some other little smaller gift wrap boxes under your Christmas tree. But this Christmas, do take a closer look at the wooden box and maybe think outside the box by looking inside that particular box and asking, who is this? Because what is in there is unique, and it could change your world, not just now, but forever.